Several New York lawmakers say they want Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration to provide internet access to people living in state-run group homes and other congregant settings. Karen DeWitt has more.
Senator James Skoufis, the chair of the Committee on Investigations and Government Operations, says two of his constituents alerted him to the lack of Wi-Fi at the state-run group homes. Phil and Marianne Smith's daughter, Michelle, who has a disability, was living at a state-run home when the COVID-19 pandemic started last March. They were not allowed to visit her, and she had no internet access to visit them virtually. Skoufis said he was shocked to learn that no facility operated by the state's Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, or OPWDD, provides broadband access for residents.
Many have not been able to see their parents, their families at all. They need FaceTime. They need internet. They need Wi-Fi in order to get the health care that they need, telemedicine that they need. Many can't leave the home. These residents, they need it for educational purposes, to be able to engage with their teachers and go to school.
Skoufis says he had two meetings with the agency's officials, and they told him the state was unwilling to pay the estimated $900,000 it would cost to hook everyone up with the internet. He says that cost is a minuscule amount in the state's $190 billion budget, but he says the state officials didn't see it that way. Doug Hovey, president of Independent Living, Inc., which advocates for people with disabilities, says the failure to provide access to the internet may be a violation of the federal Americans with Disabilities Act.
Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act requires that state and municipal governments, state and local governments, provide universal access to accessibility features. Communication is no exception to that law.
Cuomo's office did not return a request for comment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.